The Eighth Habit. Find your voice and inspire others to find theirs. From Effectiveness to Greatness. Author Stephen Covey. The Eighth Habit consists of a two-part solution. Find your voice and inspire others to find theirs. Because effectiveness belongs to employees and subordinates, while greatness belongs to leaders and managers. Leading organizations require more than effectiveness. From hands management to voice leadership. During the industrial age, the most valuable parts of workers were their hands and bodies, whereas in the information age, the most valuable parts of employees are their minds and hearts. That's why it's imperative that the management mindset must make the shift from managing hands and bodies to managing the minds, hearts, and souls of the workers. Birth gifts. We were given magnificent birth gifts, talents, capacities, and intelligences that would remain largely unopened except through our own decisions. Those birth gifts are our freedom to choose between stimulus and response, natural laws or principles, which are universal, timeless, and self-evident, our four intelligences, physical and economic, emotional and social, mental and spiritual. The Eighth Habit and its reverse. Victor Hugo once wrote, "There's nothing as powerful as an idea whose time has come." Such an idea becomes a powerful serpent that swallows whatever that blocks its way. It's the same with the Eighth Habit. Its time has come with a transition from the industrial age to the information age. The Eighth Habit bears on leadership, which involves leading the self and leading organizations or others. In each of these two, you have the following two circles. 1. The circle of self-integrity. 2. The circle of organizational integrity. The circle of self-integrity. Before inspiring others to find their voices, you must first find yours. Such is the logic of the Eighth Habit. It can't be reversed to work backwards. The circle of self-integrity is a journey inside the inner space of oneself. It helps us deploy the four dimensions of self-leadership: the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. The reverse circle. There's a reverse circle that causes the self to lose its voice. It goes against the circle of self-integrity, leading to its failure. It consists of four failures of self-leadership as follows. 1. Victimism. When vision turns into its reverse, this is victimism. That's when the mind goes astray and becomes the victim of the facts of life, rather than their master. 2. Indulgence. This is the opposite of discipline and commitment, when the body sacrifices what matters most in life for the pleasure or thrill of the moment. 3. Social mirror. It is the opposite of passion, which leads to the dullness of the heart that grows into fear and emptiness. 4. Ego. When conscience becomes an ego, it loses its ability to distinguish right from wrong. All that belongs to the self is then deemed right, and all that belongs to the outside is deemed wrong. The reverse circle causes the organization to lose its voice. A mind with no shared vision leads the whole organization astray. A body that's misaligned leads to widespread neglect. A heart that is disempowered leads to the opposite direction of empowerment. Instead of the prevalence of a trusting culture within an organization, mistrust prevails, resulting in misinterpreting valuable advice. The know-how of the four roles of leadership. The four roles of organizational leadership are modeling, pathfinding, aligning, and empowering. The first role, modeling. The organization's leaders have to set a good example themselves. Modeling inspires trust. Organizations need a culture of trust, which can be achieved through the following steps. A. Be your own trim tab. A trim tab is the small rudder that causes the whole boat or plane to turn its course. So the broader it is, the more effective the turn is. Gandhi was a trim tab. He changed the whole course of India by changing his personal course. In every organization, there are numerous potential trim tabbers who can lead and spread their influence no matter what position they hold. To become your own trim tab, you should set your targets by yourself and according to your values. B. Be trustworthy. A trustworthy person should combine both wisdom and judgment. Both character and competence are necessary, but we need to combine both of them. C. Thinking win-win or no deal. In all your dealings, adopt the principle of win-win or no deal. Do not settle for anything that is a compromise for either party. D. The third alternative. The third alternative isn't my way, but it isn't your way either. It's our way. It's not a halfway compromise between your way and mine. It's better than a compromise. A third alternative is the middle way. The second role, pathfinding. The mind of a successful organization has a vision in order to put its strategic plans into action and generate profits. Pathfinding creates order without demanding it. 1. The first alternative stems from the myth of pathfinding, not its reality. According to it, strategic plans and mission statements are developed by those who know the people at the top best. This is the old paradigm of the industrial age. 2. The second alternative is to get excessively involved and to get bogged down in paralysis by analysis and committees. You have extensive off-sites and endless discussions, almost working on the assumption that you don't need to execute strategy or empower. 3. The third alternative is to reasonably involve people in the process of developing vision, mission, and strategy, recognizing that if you build a strong enough culture of trust, the power of identification is then equal to the power of involvement. The third role, aligning. The river water flows can't generate electricity without building dams to align their paths and focus them to generate electricity. Such is the case in organizations. If you want to achieve a set target, you must align efforts and policies. 1. The first alternative to the aligning role of leadership would be to believe that letting matters go with the flow is sufficient to keep an organization on a path of healthy growth. 2. The second alternative is to believe that by continuously communicating the vision and strategy, you will be able to achieve your goals as an organization. 3. The third alternative is to combine both personal and moral authority with formal authority to create systems that formalize or institutionalize strategy and the principles embodied in the shared vision, along with boosting communications and asserting the necessity of alignment and cooperation. Systems will rhetorically override every day of the week. The fourth role, empowerment. Empowerment unleashes human potential without external motivation. 1. The first alternative, the empowering role of leadership, is to try to get results by controlling people with the carrot and stick motivation theory. This motivation may work for management in the industrial age, but it has no more validity in the information age. 2. The second alternative is to set them loose, without any system for reward or punishment. 3. The third alternative is both tougher and kinder. It's directed autonomy through win-win agreements, around cascading line-of-sight goals and accountability for results. The sweet spot. We've explored what may be called three kinds of greatness. 1. Personal greatness is found as we discover our birth gifts. 2. Leadership greatness is achieved by people who inspire others to find their voice. 3. Organizational greatness is achieved by translating the leadership roles into the drivers of execution. The sweet spot is the nexus where all three circles overlap. This is where the greatest expression of power and potential is found. When you hit the sweet spot of a racket while playing tennis, when connecting with that little white ball, you feel like hitting it with full force to a specified direction and without any waste. It is exhilarating. It resonates. It just feels right. You know it's the optimal way to hit the ball. It is another way of referring to the power that is released when you find your voice, as an individual or organization.